Tennessee, according to the elitists at CNBC, is the worst state in the union for quality of life. Even worse than Arkansas and Alabama? Come on.
What about in Mississippi?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends till the end. And now they start talking.
The couple that got caught cheating at a Coldplay concert.
Busted on the Kiss Cam.
Yeah, it was a CEO of a tech company and the head of HR for his company.
Well, she probably didn't. She probably didn't know that that was frowned upon.
Maybe.
Head of human resources.
It happened so fast that they had the Kiss Cam on him, and they like dove under the counter.
Yeah, he ran fast.
It was really funny, and even Chris Martin from Coldplay called it out when he saw it.
Oh, look at these two! All right, come on, you're okay. Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
How awkward.
Or they're very shy. I was talking to Dagwood before the show, and he hear him on the afternoon here on 93.3, and he said, I'd be more embarrassed to be caught at a Coldplay show.
Yeah.
Remember when Coldplay jokes were like the thing?
Yeah.
It's kind of like certain bands go through it, like Nickelback.
Right.
The Coldplay show, they're like swaying back and forth with his arms around her in this loving embrace.
Yes.
And then
a work function.
Yeah, he ran. He dipped out.
Yeah, she turned around real fast. Yep. Yeah. And then you find out she's the head of HR for his company.
I can't believe
which is
that.
Wow.
She's the one that would be having somebody in her office and explaining to them how you can't do this with company employees.
Right.
Somebody posted a picture of from Breaking Bad where they had a big old room full of money. Said, this is his future ex-wife in a week.
Yeah, I wonder if she has a case.
Yeah, wow.
I've seen so many people too on TikTok being like, this is my bet for how long he's going to stay at the company and head of CEO and all of that.
Yeah, everything's going to implode for him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. That's a billion-dollar company.
She's not, totally without blame
either. No. It takes two.
But
he has a lot more to lose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. But to be caught so publicly, and it just blew up on
the
internet in seconds.
He could be another CEO somewhere. I don't know if you'd want to hire her as head of HR anyway.
Yeah, he might want to rethink that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of unfair.
It is in a way, but it's like there's more ethics involved with HR than, unfortunately, than being a CEO of a company.
I've hired a new HR director. It's my mom. Just so there won't be a temptation.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
In the latest of, will you please stop talking about the Epstein thing if I do this? The president has sent out a social message that said he's seeking to have his Department of Justice release the grand jury testimony in the Epstein case, which is
one part
of what we would imagine the file of the Epstein thing
is.
And this also comes a day after the Wall Street Journal reported that they have a letter in the Epstein file of a body, kind of naughty letter that Trump wrote to Jeffrey Epstein for his birthday, in which Trump drew a silhouette of a naked woman in the message.
I'm sure it's just fine, though.
It's nothing. Look away. There's nothing to see here.
Somebody posted, I think it was on TikTok, it was Chad Kroger from Nickelback holding up a sign of Trump and Epstein together going, look at this photograph. Tennessee, according to the elitists at CNBC, is the worst state in the union for quality of life. Even worse than Arkansas and Alabama? Come on.
What about in Mississippi?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I guess they say by crime rate and stuff like that.
So they just looked at Memphis then?
Yeah.
I think so.
You
know,
you take Memphis out, we go up like 40 places.
Yeah.
I always said that we should get some spray paint and just change the state lines and put Memphis in Arkansas. They should have it.
Let's do it.
Let's start saving up our spray paint.
About that 1,000 cans? Yeah, should do it.
Should do it.
So the Odyssey is getting directed and written and produced and everything by Christopher Nolan. It's going to be a huge project. There's a ton of names on it, like Tom Holland, Matt Damon, Zendaya, Anne Hathaway. Like, it's going to be huge.
Mm. Yeah.
So big that he's filming it purely in IMAX, and they just sold tickets to the release for next year at midnight last night. And
wow.
It sold out.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. The resale tickets are going for like $300 to $500, even so much as $1,000 in some places.
Mm.
So,
or you could go see it 3 hours later.
Right.
Just pay regular price.
You don't have to be the first to see it.
There won't be spoilers. It's fine.
Guess what? It's the same movie.
Yeah, and there was a book. So, like, yeah, everyone, you kind of know how it's going to end.
For Jennifer... Wanted to hear that song? She's also going to play Gender Wars just after 8 o'clock. See what happens when you become best friends with us?
I know.
All kinds of cool things.
Just hit us up, 615-553-0933.
Also, you can use that number to leave us your memories of total Nashville flashbacks. We're going to be playing some of these on the air because we know that Nashville has changed so much over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some great memories, and we'd love for you to share them, and we'll play them on the air.
Yeah.
One of the cool memories I have... where Ascend Amphitheater is right now,
mm-hmm.
It used to be like a power plant, and it had a big smokestack kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And when they were getting rid of that to eventually make what's there now, they announced when they were going to destroy and blow up the tower.
Oh, cool.
And so we all went on the pedestrian bridge, and we were able to watch from a distance. And
mm-hmm.
then, like, right, I was like 8:30 on a Saturday morning, and it just went, and then it collapsed. It was awesome.
That's so cool.
It's like when they blew up Bellevue Center.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, no matter how old you are, things that get blown up are fun.
We like it when they blow it up real good.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, in Murfreesboro, you know, we used to be the home of the world's largest cedar bucket. Until, you know, then the neighbor kids came and burned it down. Hooligans.
Can't have nice things.
Ruin the fun for all of us.
Oh. Well, I live down the street from the station here, so right by Percy Priest Lake. And I remember I could literally get anywhere in 20 minutes. 30 minutes tops. I mean, like Bellevue across town, Franklin, like...
Yeah.
Lebanon, anywhere.
Not anymore.
Now it's like an hour.
It would take sorcery or some kind of.
It was awesome.
Sci-fi trick to get across town.
Yeah. It's not so awesome anymore.
In Murfreesboro, we always joke about, you know, in your Murfreesboro in traffic, you're never more than an hour away from still being in Murfreesboro.
Oh, that's a fact.
Yeah, we want to hear your memories. You know, there's all kinds of great places you used to go and maybe a lot of stuff you used to do and see. So. Share those with us by giving us a call on a voicemail. 615-553-0933.
Just leave your message.
Yeah,
leave your memory right there.
Yeah.
We'll play them on the air, and it's going to be fun to listen to these things.
Yeah.
You're going to hear about things, you go, wow, I haven't thought about that in forever.
It's built by Sundeck of Nashville. Take your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit sundecknashville.com. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Jim, you were just saying off the air, this is kind of an awkward transition.
Yeah, thanks for calling it out. Name of this song. we're going to talk about the Epstein files.
Yeah,
and not so much the tawdry details of it, but like, I just want to know, are you guys more interested since they've been trying to like not release the files, or are you done with it?
I'm more interested in seeing what it is, just because I think if they'd ignored it, you know, it probably eventually interest would have just kind of waned away. But
mm-hmm.
by them coming out and saying, oh, there is no file, there's nothing, you know, I think that,
right.
that piqued everyone's interest.
There is a file, but there's no list.
There's no list of
predators.
Yeah. And as the president is getting more and more frustrated with people trying to bring it up to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's there's got to be something there.
What about you, Gina? Yeah, I'm tired of the back and forth.
Yeah.
I just show us if you have it or if you don't. Like, show us the proof that there's not anything. Like,
There's
proof either way. People are just tired of this back and forth whiplash that you're giving us.
Yeah,
right. They give it, like, little morsels of information, but you can't see the rest. To me, it's like I get a little more interested the more they try to hide it.
Right.
Yeah.
And... I just have, because I'm not I'm not a conspiracy theorist, you know that.
Yeah.
But I know there's people that have been so focused on the Jeffrey Epstein thing. And I want to ask, I'm asking seriously, this isn't like a political gotcha question, but like, he was in office 4 years prior, like back in, you know, 2016 to 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like all that stuff with the case and his, like, you know, apparent suicide in jail. Like, all that happened when he was in office last time.
Right.
Why wasn't everybody asking for it then?
Right.
Yeah.
And then they didn't talk about it. Well, certain people never stopped talking about it. They didn't talk about it. Like, it didn't seem to be, like, national news when Biden was in office. And then Trump came in office, and he's still not doing it. Like, why didn't they ask him for it years ago?
And he's kind of doubled down in saying it was a hoax perpetrated by the Democrats, and that, you know, the people who support the president, you know, are stupid for falling for all this. And he doesn't need their support anymore.
Right.
It's like, and so a lot of people are turning on him. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
I have another question. If it's a hoax from the Democrats, like, if they had something, wouldn't they put it out immediately?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They would be wanting to show it to everybody.
but then playing devil's advocate, too, they would have wanted to put it out if Donald Trump was on the list, too, or if he played any part in it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like when,
but they didn't.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I don't get it.
If
I don't get anything
had it,
that's going on.
And they could have said, like, look at Trump. Yeah. He's in this investigation.
Right.
You know, they would have done it. So I don't know. Like,
I think
if they were doing it as a hoax, they wouldn't do it and then hide it.
Right.
They would want it out there.
Yeah.
You know? And the whole thing with the attorney general saying, like, oh, yeah, it's on my desk. I'm going to look at it. Oh, wait, it doesn't exist at all.
Oh, but now it does again.
I forgot. I misspoke. I meant to say it doesn't exist.
We're going to give you the correct jury stuff, or we're not going to give you anything like the investigators looked at in the actual file. We're just going to give you something that's probably in a court record.
And then it makes you think, too, like, okay, well, the heads of the FBI are saying something is happening. Like,
they're all contradicting each other.
There's a lot going on where it's like,
it's a mess.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just put it all out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're saying, oh, we can't do it because the victims. Well, just cross out their names. Yeah. We're not interested
in
the victims.
Things.
No, and this is why we want to know, because we want to help the victims. Like, we want some justice for them.
Right.
I know.
Okay, well, America can't wait to eat the popcorn and watch. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Once again, let's play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Structure Group Indoor Outdoor Remodeling. They built my new fence and I love it. Your dream home starts with a visit to structuregroup.us. All right, we have Jennifer in Antioch and John in Franklin ready to go at it. Good morning, you guys.
Morning.
Here's a get acquainted question. Let's start with Jennifer. When was the last time you wrote a letter, like, to a person?
probably in college back in 92.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a long time.
I think the last one I wrote was to Santa Claus.
The sad thing is it was last year.
Yeah. Don't give up hope. Don't give up on your dreams.
John, what about you? Last time you wrote an actual letter?
I really can't remember. I know it had to be in the 90s because with email and everything, it's kind of become obsolete.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah. Do thank you cards count as letters?
I guess if you write more than just your name.
Yeah, okay, cool. I wrote a lot after my wedding.
We'll write
a lot more after this baby.
You're good for the rest of your life. All right, you both have a screw you can use if you need it. Let's start with the multiple choice question.
All right, Jennifer, is Budweiser famously brewed in St. Louis, Milwaukee, or Golden, Colorado?
Milwaukee.
No, St. Louis. Number one for beer and crime.
all right, John, in Twilight, was Jacob a werewolf, a vampire, or a warlock?
He was a werewolf.
He was a werewolf.
Yes.
Okay. Team Jacob.
Okay, bounce back with this one, Jennifer. What's the name of ESPN's yearly sports award show?
What just happened? ESPY or something?
Yeah, good job.
ESPYs or something is exactly right.
Great.
John, the soles of Christian Louboutin shoes are famously what color?
The what shoes again? I'm sorry.
Louboutin shoes.
Red.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
All right. John maintains his lead. He's up 2-1. Jennifer, you need this.
Jennifer, Pennzoil Motor Oil is always sold in what color containers?
Yellow.
Woo! Okay.
All right, it's all tied up. Is John going to get this one and win it, or will we go to overtime?
Okay, John, what singer and actress got her start on Disney Channel's The Wizards of Waverly Place?
Gomez.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Selena Gomez.
Gomez Adams.
Close enough. Yeah. Selena Gomez. That is a victory for John. Yeah.
Good job.
John, I don't think you were confident about many of those, but
you got them.
You got through it, and you got more than Jennifer, which is how you win the game.
Yeah, congratulations. Jennifer, we hope you play again real soon.
Yeah. We've got tickets for Holiday World for you, John, and a certificate of brackification. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Next time you go to a restaurant, you tell the waiter beforehand to pull somebody's plate while they're eating. Before they're done, like food's still on their plate. Maybe they've had like four bites and the waiter just comes over, just takes their plate and walks away. Doesn't say anything. They just take it and walk away.
I imagine you have to choose your victim very carefully.
Right.
to make sure that's not going to explode.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that like the server isn't like super worried about getting screwed on a tip.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and they would bring it back. Like, I would tell them to bring it back afterwards. But
right.
I think it's so funny. People's reactions on TikTok just been like, what? Or like people start swearing. Like, it's so funny. I want to do it to somebody so bad.
Yeah. There's always the standard joke of telling the server that it's somebody's birthday when it isn't, so
right.
They can come over and sing and embarrass them. But yeah,
it a step further. That's
the next level. I like that. Yeah,
yeah. And then people can have their cameras ready because they know it's going to happen.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah.
I kind of my husband asked if I wanted to go on a date on Sunday, so now I'm kind of like, maybe we'll go do that somewhere.
Nobody tell Gina's husband about this. The weird thing is, my wife would be more cool if I played this prank on her than if I did the birthday thing. Because she doesn't want any attention.
Well,
she's
yeah.
such an introvert.
Right.
It's very low key to just take the plate away as opposed to singing and put a sombrero on your head.
Drawing attention. Yeah.
Can you just imagine it being done to you and you're like, what is happening? Like, so confused.
If I didn't know about it and that happened, I would be like, what?
Yeah.
Don't mess with me and my food.
That's right. Joey doesn't share food.
All right. If anybody does this and you pull it off, get the video and share it with us.
Yeah, we
and we'll
see
do
it.
The same. If we can do it, I can't wait to see somebody's face of like, what?
Feeling good, like I should. Winning the walk around the neighborhood.
It's a story that makes you think, wow, what are the odds of that happening? A family in San Francisco recently had to say goodbye to their dog, a rat terrier named Rufus, who passed away in April. And so they wanted another dog. And so they went to a shelter and they found a dog that looked a lot like Rufus.
What?
Same rat terrier.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah, well, he's a cute dog. He looks a lot like our old dog. Let's adopt him. So he looks so much like Rufus. It was a dog named Ziggy that they did a DNA test. Found out he was Rufus's son.
What?
They adopted their dog's
son?
That's amazing.
They had Rufus for about 10 years, and I guess they figured he must have fathered Ziggy, back when he was a stray, like 10 years ago.
Oh.
And, now Ziggy is a senior dog, too. But, yeah, what are the odds of that happening?
That's crazy.
You actually get your dog's, offspring.
Right.
Can you rename a dog after they've passed away? Because I think his name is Nick Cannon.
<That's right. laughs> Canine Nick Cannon.
They're all his children.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cute.
That's really awesome. This Mood Boost brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jem on Totally Hits 93.3.
Bonnaroo 2025 got canceled because of the weather this year. And they decided, well, we're going to see maybe we move it to a different time of year because this has been a problem. They say they sent a survey out to people who go to Bonnaroo, and the overwhelming response was, don't change the dates.
Yep.
So they're going to leave them right where they are.
Right. I think a lot of times it coincides with being off for the summer.
Yeah.
Like college kids and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I don't know.
I think they're doing, they're like moving some things around too, so that like the parts that got flooded the worst,
mm-hmm.
there's not going to be anything there.
Oh,
which is
like,
probably a good idea.
Like physically moving, not
yes.
like changing the times.
No, no. Yeah.
We're moving it to higher ground. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, let's throw some dirt on it.
Don't do it in the hole.
Yeah.
It was a week of highs and lows for Stephen Colbert. He got nominated for an Emmy, and then a couple days later found out his show is being canceled. He made the announcement before the show last night.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And
I guess he went on to say that it's not being, he's not being replaced. They're just canceling the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right,
that they're not going to have a late night, you know, lineup on CBS anymore.
I'm sure he'll move somewhere else.
Oh, he'll be fine.
Yeah. He's not going to be without a job.
No.
CBS is like the Titanic anyway.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So, shout out to Jim for sending this to me. Tim Hortons, that new cafe in Donaldson, it's from Canada. They are giving out 500 free coffees to customers tomorrow as part of their grand opening.
Nice.
So it opens at 5. You'll probably have to get there around that time to get a free coffee. And then they're also doing a one winner for inside the cafe and one winner in the driveway to get a free coffee for a month.
A big weekend coming up. What are we doing, you guys?
Yeah, tomorrow I don't really have anything planned, so it'll be a nice like catch-up day almost.
Nice.
And then Sunday I'm going to church, maybe have a date with my husband, and then we're going to go to the Brandon Lake, Phil Wickham like worship concert thing mm-hmm. at Bridgestone Sunday night. So we got tickets in the suite, so it'll be nice. We'll have some free food, and yeah, we're excited.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big day for my son Alex. He's in the Navy in California, and he is planning on getting engaged today.
Yay!
He got the ring, and he's been pacing back and forth.
Yeah, the poor guy.
And I guess we're going to have a little FaceTime thing afterwards, so that'll be very cool. So I'm very excited for
that. Welcome to the family kind of thing.
Yeah, no kidding. Nice. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Plans to see. Tonight we're going out with friends. We're going to hit up Smiley Tie in Mount Juliet. Mm. And then... the lawn this week with that rain every single day. So, I'm going to tackle that tomorrow and got a hockey game Sunday night.
Very cool.
Nice.
Y'all have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning. We'll be playing Gender Wars. We have a Monday morning Woody and Jim joke off.
And how do we tell somebody that they dress poorly?
Yeah.
If we want to stay in a relationship with them.
Yeah.
There is a wrong way. I will tell you that.
Oh, yeah. I think we've all used that one.